kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Parami ang mga batang nasasanay sa matatamis na snacks at inumin sa kanilang lunchbox. Ayon sa pediatric dietitian na si Dean Paningbatan, mahalagang simulan ng maaga ang healthy food habits. Aniya, hindi kailangang perfect, basta balanse. Kung paano, yan ang tampok natin sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental.
When kids have lunches, the biggest goal is making sure they have good energy so that they can focus in class.
Ito ang panimulang paggabay lalo na sa mga first-time parents ni Dean Paningbatan, isang pediatric dietitian na nakabase sa Australia at isa sa mga eksperto sa itinatag online na Filipino-Australian Diabetes Support Network dito sa bansa. Sabi niya, importante ito para magawa ang layuning mabigyan ng sapat na energy at sustansya ang mga bata para matuto at lumaki na malusog.
They can make sure that they have some good nutrients so they can try different things amongst their friends and at the same time is have fun with the stuff that they eat. The fun things, usually Australian lunches, they're different than typical Filipino lunches. And that could be because of access to food, the culture itself.
Sabi pa ni Dean, mahalagang balanse ang kinakain o pinapabaon sa mga bata, lalo na kapag sila ay nasa preschool o kindergarten. Kaya dapat kasama sa pang-araw-araw na dieta ang tinatawag na 5 basic food groups. Kabilang dito ang whole grains, vegetables, fruits, dairy at lean meat o karne.
So for example, the way that you pack your lunchbox might be you want to try to include the 5 food groups. So you want to make sure you include something with whole grains. So for example, that could be like, it could be rice, it could be grainy bread, it could be some noodles or pasta. You want to make sure you include something of vegetables. So in Australia, a lot of schools have a fruit break or a crunch and sip where they encourage children bring something that's crunchy, like vegetables, like carrot sticks or cucumbers or corn, and something to sip, but most of the time it's water. Another food group to bring, including in your lunchbox, is something like fruit, so a small piece of fruit. So for example, grapes, strawberries or blueberries. And then the other two groups are including something like dairy, like some cheese or a bit of yogurt or even milk if it can last. And then something like some lean meat. So for example, in your whole grain sandwich, you might have egg in it and that could be okay as the sandwich. Or it could also have like a bit of tuna or a bit of some sliced meat and that could be okay as well. But those are the 5 food groups: fruit, vegetables, dairy, whole grains, and some lean meat.
Mainam din na kausapin at ipaintindi sa mga bata kahit sa mura nitong edad kung ano ang dapat kinakain o yung tinatawag na everyday food at sometimes food. Paalala sa mga magulang, hindi rin dapat palaging gawing reward ang mga matatamis o junk food.
I think the biggest thing for preschool and primary school is you really need to start the conversations with your children earlier as well. Gummies and lollies and chocolate, then it becomes less of an expectation as they start going to school. Not giving in to always giving lollies and treats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the conversation early on. And the other one is you wouldn't want to celebrate or reward a child all the time with lollies or food or like food. You want to reward a child with experience.
Dapat ding limitahan ang pagpapabaon ng matatamis na mga inumin. Kung nanaisin ng bata ang isang matamis na snack, dapat isang pakete lang ang ihanda.
The biggest thing that we should really limit is actually drinks. So if a family can try to focus on water as the main drink for school, that would be the biggest start. Sometimes initially limiting one packet snack a day would be a conversation as well. So for example, in their lunchbox, if it was rather than having chips, lollies, and then like a muesli bar, you want to just have one of the options and the rest of them being either fruit, vegetables, or dairy.
Babala pa ni Dean sa mga magulang kapag nasanay ang mga bata na araw-araw kinakain ang matatamis at junk food. Iisipin nilang normal ito. At kapag nangyari yun, mas magiging mahirap para sa magulang na baguhin ang eating habits ng bata habang sila ay lumalaki.
From my experience working with kids, if you allow kids to have food so early on and it becomes a consistent thing, it's very difficult to get away from it in middle to older ages of primary school. So children start to have an expectation of what a lunchbox should look like. Starting preschool and kindergarten gives you a chance as the parent to really use the structures of school to say what is allowed and what isn't allowed.
Sinasabi din ni Dr. Catherine Fleming, isang lecturer ng public health sa Western Sydney University at may specialization sa pediatric nutrition and dietetics. Ang pagkain ng matamis o mataas sa sugar ay may pangmatagalang epekto sa kalusugan hanggang sa pagtanda ng bata.
Particularly in young children, if there's high consumption of what we call ultra-processed foods, which are generally foods high in sugars, fat, and salt, and particularly the sugar component as well, that does have a correlation with obesity, both in childhood and then into adulthood. And that's the other really important thing to remember, is that what children are eating in this toddler is a footprint for what they, their long-term health impacts for them and eating long-term as well.
Dagdag pa yun naman ng pediatric dietitian na si Dean, para may koneksyon at practical activity, pwedeng isali ang mga bata sa paghahanda ng kanilang pagkain o lunchbox sa eskwelahan.
You can also include your child in what they choose. So they have a choice in which fruits to choose or which vegetables to choose or which flavored yogurt, what they want on their sandwich, what they want in their rice. Give them a choice with those type of things. So the child feels empowered in those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you do have the time, you know, be creative with how you present it to the child. Like, if rather than having just rice, does the child want mm-hmm. Like sushi? Do they want it in the version of sushi that you want to make for them? Do they want fruit sushi? Do they want edamame beans in their lunchbox? Three things that families should know when you pack a lunchbox. Number one, you can't guarantee what they'll eat in that time, but keep trying, because kids get hungry, they'll eat something. They'll have to eat something. Number two, remember there's after school where you can encourage if they haven't finished eating all their vegetables and snacks, they can finish all that before they come home. And then the last thing is don't overpack a lunchbox. Because sometimes if a kid sees too many things that are too big, they'll get, especially at kindergarten age, they'll get overwhelmed with how much they're expected to have.
Mm-hmm.
So just have smaller portions inside at the younger age. So for example, rather than starting with a whole sandwich, it might only be a half a sandwich. And rather than having a whole piece of fruit, it might only be a half a piece of fruit. So mm-hmm. the kid's expectations of what to have is less.
Si Dean Panigbutan ay isang pediatric dietitian na kasalukuyang nagtatrabaho sa Westmead Children's Hospital sa Sydney, kung saan siya nakatutok sa dieta at nutrisyon ng mga batang may diabetes. Siya ay nagtapos ng double degree sa Exercise and Sports Science at Nutrition sa University of Sydney at accredited practicing dietitian mula pa noong 2012.
Don't stop trying. Encouraging healthy food at a young age, because I'm sure every other parent who sends their kids to school is going to try to do it. It's when you stop, the kids will not expect it anymore.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.